Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things at sexwithemily.com. You can ask me a question. Any of your sex questions will be answered. Sex or relationships questions. You can vote in our poll. You can become a Friends with Benefits member, which we hope that everyone will be. You can read our blog. You can watch our videos. There's so much happening.
Yeah, and there's live video every single day.
Live video every day of this show. This show is live video, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, except Wednesday. So we're so happy to be here. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Yay.
I know. I'm TGF,
so happy.
So excited. Are you so happy it's Friday?
So happy.
Let me guess. You're going to rest and not do anything all this weekend.
No, I've got a huge weekend ahead of me. Yeah, I'm going to a wedding tomorrow night. One of my former interns is getting married, and that'll be fun, I think. And then I'm going to my party on Sunday in Golden Gate Park, and then I'm going sailing on the bay.
Sailing on the bay.
Have you ever done that?
No, because it's freezing cold as shit.
Exactly. I'm kind of like I'm like, yeah, sailing's like a great idea in theory on the bay, but it's so frigging cold in San Francisco. Even if it's hot, it's cold on the bay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Can you believe where I'm going on Saturday?
Where?
I hate to admit it.
Oh my God, wine tasting.
Not wine tasting, but I am going to a winery. But
how did I know?
The only reason I'm going to the winery is there's a music festival at the winery. And it's not in Napa.
Where is
it? If it was in Napa, where I would not go. It is in Livermore.
There's a winery in Livermore?
There's 50 wineries.
Oh, I knew that. That's right. Livermore is sort of like a mini wine country.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe you'll have some nice Merlot.
Chardonnay. There's 25 bands.
Ugh, sounds awful. It'll be warm there, though.
Oh, no.
So that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to be there Saturday. I'm going to go to Pixar tonight, watch a movie.
Yeah?
I'm going to see Contagion.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about that.
Really?
What? Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. Did it come out yet? Or?
I don't know.
I think it...
I usually
it's one of our new Sex and News stories talks about
really?
Contagion. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They usually get movies beforehand, so it's probably not.
So do you go by yourself without me?
Sometimes.
I know, you never...
You want to be my plus one?
I always want to be your plus one. How many times do I have to tell you that I want to be your plus one and you never plus one me?
Next time I have a plus
one. Next time, blah, blah,
blah. I'll take you. And if I invite you, you better not be going to some stupid wine tasting new restaurant opening. My friend is at some weird sex orgy... crap like that.
If I'm your plus one, I'm your girl.
If I invite you,
yes,
you better freaking go.
Of course.
All right.
Menace, done and done. Okay, everyone, listen. Today's show, you can call us at any time at 415-992-7392. However, you can't call us from Skype, so that will not work.
Use your phone.
Use your phone. Use your cell phone. Use your home phone if you've got one. 415-992-7392. We can answer all your questions, or we can take your comments.
And there's a thing. One of my coworkers reminded me of when I used to do my night show on the radio. I used to do a thing called Man Up Fridays.
Okay.
I like to bring that to this show.
Okay, do it.
Be a man. Pick up the phone and call us. Don't try to talk through the computer or anything like that. Don't be a puss. Just call us up.
Just call us.
Be a man.
What's your freaking question? Your comments.
What's a tip that you can give about being a man? What do you think?
Be confident.
Be confident.
Be confident. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't say, I don't know what to do. And grab me and throw me against the wall sometimes and have sex with me.
Oh, hey.
Hey, ho. Is that right?
It's that easy?
Yeah.
In the confines of your home.
In the confines of my home, not like on the street when I'm walking away from here. It's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Good tips for men. God, I feel like I give them all the time, but I think that's some of them. And I would say if you like someone, ask them out. You've got nothing to lose. You're just going to sit and pine for some chick. If you like her, ask her out the second you meet her, whatever. Like, just do it. Go for it. That's what I got to say. Just go for everything if you're a dude. Okay. Today's show, it's hand job show part two. We got to finish up the hand jobs from yesterday. We're also going to talk about how to become a better kisser because, if you're a bad kisser, it can be the kiss of death.
Yes,
your kiss can be the kiss of death to the relationship. And that is a friggin' bummer. I have a friend who just got back. I told this yesterday, but she came back from a date. She was really excited. It was her third date and she always waits to make out on the third date. And she's like, I know we're going to make out tonight. I'm so excited. He's hot. He's all these things. And she was really attracted to him. And he comes in for the kiss, and it was like this sloppy, awful kiss. So we're going to teach you how to correct that, what not to do, because your kissing might be ruining your life, at least your relationships. So we're going to get into that. And then we're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. So I want everyone to email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Well, oh, it's Free Friday, too. Mm-hmm. Hello, Free Friday. This show is free to everybody. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Free Fridays. Ooh, love it. You have to email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I will answer any of your sex, relationship, dating, marriage, love questions that you have. We will do that. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, we answer your emails first. We answer them right away. You get priority. And that's amazing. We totally appreciate that. So happy Free Friday to everybody. And then we've also got sex in the news and the emails, some topics in the emails. It doesn't even say here what the topics are. So I'm just going to tell you, surprise you with the topics. Ooh. And we've got our poll.
You're really into polls.
I love our polls. We do two polls a week. Okay. What are you really into?
Huh?
Is this Man Up
Friday? I like hearing
Friday
from the people. The people. Okay. I like the feedback. I love people emailing the show.
You don't like the polls, though?
I like the polls.
You hate the polls. Why do you hate my polls?
Because I didn't make them.
Dude, you don't do anything.
What?
I can't make you a poll. But
the computer wouldn't be on right now if it wasn't for
you. Dude, nothing would be on right now if it wasn't for you. I get it, Menace. I get what you contribute to this world, to the Sex with Emily world. So I just got interviewed. This is something that stressed me out, for my hometown paper, the Detroit Free Press.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing is this going to be for your family?
It's going to be embarrassing because she interviewed me for an hour about my sex life, and I mean not my sex life, but what's a nice girl from Michigan doing with a show called Sex with Emily? Like,
yeah.
How does a nice girl from the Midwest get into sex? And so it was like questions about my childhood, and like I told her I played a lot with Barbie and Ken dolls, and she was like, I'm like, well, actually it was Barbie and G.I. Joe, because my brother had G.I. Joe, and I thought Ken was kind of a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, did they have a good relationship? What kind of relationship was Barbie and Ken? And like, she was getting into my psyche. I was like, I don't remember. Like, they went to the beach in the Barbie beach bus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was intense. So then she's interviewing my mom and my brother, and she's doing profile piece because my book's coming out. Everyone, I've told you that my book is coming out October 11th. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And you can buy it online right now. You can pre-order it if you want. But we'll be talking a lot more about that.
Pre-order the hell out of it.
Pre-order the hell out of my book. I know.
You tell me nothing.
I know. It's on Amazon. You can buy it, or Simon & Schuster. And it is a friggin' awesome book. I'm really, really proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, that's what I got. So it was a little stressful because it's like talking about yourself. Not that I don't like talking about myself, but for like an hour and getting into like why I am the way I am and what do my parents think of what I do. So I'm like, just talk to them and ask them. Good times. Maybe I'll talk to you, but you have to say nice things.
I would say nothing but nice things.
Mm.
I'd be a sweetheart.
Oh, you are sweet. You are sweet. Okay. So,
I try.
Yeah. So what else? Anything else that you need to share?
Nothing.
We were going to hang out last night, and you were going to set up my DVR.
Yeah, I went to bed really early.
I know, and I was working till 7:30.
I know. What the hell?
What the hell? I was on a very important phone call, which I told you about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it went on and on and on. But and then I just, went home and worked some more, which was super fun. But this weekend, I'm feeling like I'm like chock full of plans. Tonight's a friend's birthday party, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to sit home and work all weekend and be lame. Lame.
Are you going to hang out with any dudes?
A little bit.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Here and there, a little sprinkle.
A little sprinkle of guys. Sprinkling pepper and some men here and there. Don't really know. Don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then we have a contest going on. We've gotten amazing responses to this. So everyone, keep it coming, because we'll be picking a winner on Tuesday. The contest is, what would you give up for amazing sex? What in your life are you like, God, okay, I'll give up my iPhone for amazing sex. I'd give up chocolate, or I'd give up whatever. What would you give up for amazing sex? We've gotten some funny answers. You can tweet it to me, Sex with Emily, or Facebook. Or email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, because you'll be winning a special prize from adamandeve.com. And it vibrates, and it's phallic-shaped. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's phallic-shaped.
It's phallic-shaped, and it vibrates, and you'll be so psyched. So then, that's what I got to say about that. And then Monday's show, we'll be talking about crazy sex accidents. They're hilarious.
Where'd you get these?
Monday's show. I can't tell you.
Okay.
I can't reveal my sources. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.